Thank you for tuning in to Minot Today. I'm your host, Bob Timm, and my guest today is Dr. Stephen Shirley, president of Minot State University. Welcome back.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be back with you, Bob. I appreciate the invitation and opportunity. Thank you.
It's always a lot of fun for me, too. There's always so much to talk about. Instead of a 15-minute program, I wish we had like a 15-hour program. Let's start out with current enrollment. How does this year look? I know right now we're just wrapping up a semester.
Yeah, we're right in. This is actually finals week this week, and so it's a busy week for our students, and always a fun week, an important week, and a busy week, particularly in the lives of our students. And so we're right kind of at the halfway point of the academic year. It's the end of the fall semester now this week, and it'll get a little quiet on campus for the next couple of weeks, and students will go home for break and then be back for the spring semester here early in the new year. But our enrollment, we ended up down just a tick in our overall enrollment from where we were a year ago. We were off just a couple of percent from where we were a year ago. Within that, though, the really good news, and I think the positive news for as we were looking toward the future, we had our largest freshman class this fall in 8 years. So our biggest number of new freshmen that we've had since the flood year in 2011. And so that's certainly good news now as we're going forward. We've had 5 consecutive years in a row now of increases in our freshmen class. So we took up, you know, a really big couple of hits those first couple of years coming out of the flood, and now we've grown that freshman class 5 consecutive years. So those are good trends. We also have this year our second largest number of graduate students. So, you know, we've got a large number of students working on their master's degrees and their post-baccalaureate work, and it's nice to have a good full complement of graduate level students as well.
Your website is very informative. I was having an enjoyable time reading through it, and one of the things I noticed is that your retention of students is the highest it's ever been at 72%.
We've got a good retention right now. There's two things we really look at. Retention is ultimately the way that's measured is freshman to sophomore persistence is basically what that is. So how many of your new freshmen this fall come back for their sophomore year next year? That percent is what you're looking at as far as retention. And so to have that number up around 3/4, that's really a nice percentage for a fairly open public university with a mission similar to Minot State University's. And so we're very proud of that retention rate. I appreciate you bringing that up. And the other metric that we look at very closely is our graduation rate. What percent of our students that started here as freshmen, what percentage of those students graduate, you know, in a timely fashion some years later? And that number is also as high as it's been in at least 3 decades. That's as far back as I've found data. But our graduation rate and our retention rate are right now at nice peaks, and they've been moving up in that direction each year for the last number of years. And so, again, that tells us that, hey, we're doing something right. The students are getting here, they're making timely progress, they're coming back each year, and they're making progress toward graduation. And so, while the overall enrollment number might be down a little bit, the really important metric that we're all most concerned with is not how many are coming in the front door, but how many are graduating and walking across the stage and getting their diploma 4 or 5 years later. And so that's important for us.
Important, but also just very exciting.
Absolutely, it is. It certainly is.
The other thing I'd like to mention with that is, with those numbers, to me, it's a testament that you're offering courses the students want and courses that employers also want, because you wouldn't be drawing people if there wasn't jobs to be filled after they graduated from Minot State University.
Well, you're exactly right. There's got to be those opportunities for students as well. And we certainly think we fill a lot of the areas that are important to, you know, not just Minot, but Central North Dakota, Western North Dakota, the state as a whole. When you look at some of our largest majors, and be it nursing, be it education, be it criminal justice, be it social work, be it addiction studies, be it accounting, on and on down the list, a lot of those areas where we've got opportunities in the state of North Dakota. There's a lot of job openings in a lot of those different types of areas, as the state has had some population growth here over the last number of years. That's created a lot of new opportunities. We also know that there's a huge baby boomer wave of retirements on the horizon as well. And so there's only going to be more and more of these opportunities out there. So the gaps in some of these employment areas are not going to go away anytime soon. And so it's important that we're providing education in areas that we know our students are looking for and seeking opportunities within. I think it also speaks, you know, back to those graduation metrics and those retention metrics to the quality of the academic program that's available. We're not just attracting students because of of the programs we have, but also because of the quality of those programs, the academic rigor and so forth. And we know that when our students graduate, they're coming out of MSU. If they're getting an accounting degree, it's a fantastic accounting degree. If they're getting a social work degree, we know the level of that social work program that we have. And that's important on the employment side, as employers are looking to hire our graduates. They know they're getting a quality future employee for them as well.
That's really the point, because any university can offer a piece of paper, but you know, when your students go in for that interview, then the employer sees the quality of education.
Absolutely.
That the student received at Minot State University.
You bet. And we've seen a lot more of our students go on to graduate work as well. And whether that's graduate work at Minot State and pursuing a master's, or going on maybe to professional schooling and pursuing a law degree, going to medical school, going to dental school, going into a PhD program in the sciences. More students that we're seeing pursuing some of those opportunities as well. Again, you're not going to have the success of getting those students into a lot of those programs if they're not well prepared at the undergraduate level. So that also gives us a lot of, you know, sort of good vibes that hey, we're on the right path and we're educating our students the right way, because they're coming out not just prepared if they want to go directly into the job market, but if they want to go on to additional schooling. We're seeing a lot of really nice successes with that as well, and that's important for us too.
Absolutely. As you know, my son, Timothy, will be going to MSU next year, and I'm so excited about that. He'll most likely be somewhere in the arts education.
Fantastic.
And until you're a parent of an art student, you don't really realize how much opportunity there is out there, but it's vast.
It really is. You know, you bring up art. It's one of those signature areas that we have at Minot State that we've had for a very long time. And you look at, the depth and the breadth and the quality of the program and the things that we do. That we do this annual Knotstock event every year in Minot that brings hundreds and hundreds of high school students to our campus every year. And that's gone on for 12 or 13 years now. Art is an area where there are a lot of opportunities, exactly, and it might lead you in other directions as well. It's not just specifically art. It might be art administration. It might be art education. And you might move over to graphic design. There's a lot of different ways that you can go with that.
I saw that art administration, and it made me immediately think of being, say, a manager like of the Tobby or whatever.
Exactly.
And of course, older guys like me, when you first think of art, you think of what's on the wall, you know. But nowadays, with so much electronics, all those beautiful websites and so forth, that was done by artists.
You bet. Yeah, absolutely. You know, and one of the things we're really proud of, you mentioned art, we opened, it's coming up on, it's about 18 months ago, we officially opened the new Northwest Arts Center at Minot State University. And that's in the lower level of our Gordon B. Olson Library. It's a beautiful space. It's home of the Walter Peel Gallery, was certainly one of our most famous artists that's come out of not just Minot, but North Dakota, a longtime faculty member at Minot State. But again, that Northwest Arts Center is a beautiful space. I'd encourage folks to stop by and take a look at that if they haven't.
Absolutely. Been there and really enjoyed it.
Nice space.
Of course, I love Walter too.
Yeah.
He's a great person. I was going to bring up too, when we're talking about the quality of education, and I'm not familiar with the numbers, and I know numbers aren't always the best thing to talk about on the radio, but you mentioned that current enrollment is just slightly over 3,000. You have over 300 instructional faculty there. How does that sit with other colleges, universities, your teacher-student ratio?
Well, we've got actually very, very good, first of all. Our student-to-faculty ratio is about 12 to 1. That is an incredibly low ratio for a public university. And so that's, from a teaching standpoint, from an instructional standpoint, that's fantastic. And you can compare that to a lot of other places, and you're going to be hard-pressed to probably find a ratio at quite that level. We have a total of about 400 faculty and staff at Minot State University. The number that you quoted probably also includes our part-time faculty. Our actual number of full-time teaching faculty is about 160 of full-time teaching faculty. One of the things that those faculty spend a lot of time on, and you mentioned the academics and again, the quality of the programs, is accreditation. This is really a busy year for Minot State University as far as accreditation is concerned. And accreditation is really that stamp stamp of approval from national accrediting bodies. And so we have our overall accreditation for the university as a whole, but then we have individual programs. Our College of Business has its own accrediting agency through that accredits business programs. We have that with social work. We have that with teacher education. We have that with nursing. We have that with music, on and on down the list. We have 9 specific accreditations. 9. Most campuses our size have 3, 4, maybe 5. And so, again, that speaks really to the not just the depth of the academic quality itself, but also the breadth of programs that we have. It's not just us saying, hey, we've got a great program in social work or in addiction studies or in music or in business or in nursing. It's an outside external agency that's come in and put their stamp of approval on it. And that's a peer-reviewed process. Those are other faculty, those are other people in those disciplines from around the country that come in and take a look under every nook and cranny and every corner of that program and really vet it very carefully. And those typically those visits happen every 5 or 7 or 10 years. And we've got several of those visits upcoming this year. Several of them happen to hit this year. So it's really an important year for us from an accreditation standpoint. But that's a real bragging point. That's a source of pride for Minot State University.
Absolutely, because these people that do this accreditation have nothing to gain by giving you good marks.
Exactly right. It's a rigorous process. That's right. Yeah.
We're already running a little low on time here, so I want to hit a couple other topics. First of all, coming down 6th Street, I saw the bubbles up.
Yes. You know, it went up really over the last week, basically, and it took several days. We had some really challenging weather last week. We had some a nice cold snap there in the middle of the week that added to some of the challenges. We got a couple of doses of snow. We had wind. Those are the 3 things you don't want when you're putting that up, and we kind of had it last week. But it is up, and it'll be up for the next number of months, and again, just creates an indoor environment here in the middle of Minot, North Dakota, which is pretty nice for the middle of winter. And again, it's not just Minot State. There's all sorts of youth groups. There's open golf on Sunday nights. There's youth softball and youth soccer and all sorts of things that happen in there over the next number of months. And it draws a lot of other teams and a lot of other youth teams, not just college teams, high school teams from all over, not just Ward County, but all over the state of North Dakota. And so that's exciting.
Yeah, and people need to keep that in mind that it's a huge draw to Minot. I remember last time we talked about it, I think we figured out that if you and I tried to put up that dome, it'd take like 350 years or something.
You know? Math sounds about right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll leave that to you, Bob. You can have all 700 years to yourself, I think.
Yeah. Again, we had talked about the arts. Let's quick touch upon the performing arts. Again, we only have about a minute, but we've got something good going on with the theaters.
Yeah, we really do. We're just moving into a campaign to fund some upgrades out at Summer Theater. Again, that's a beautiful space up there, and it draws a lot of people to Minot State throughout the summer for summer theater productions. I think we're going into our 55th season this upcoming year, but we need to do some upgrades, and so we're looking at about $1.5 million worth of upgrades there this summer, and so we're currently in a fundraising program and working on that. We've got theater on campus, and I was just at our production the other day. Students did a great job. But again, we do theater. It's not just with summer theater that a lot of folks think of. There's theater all year long on campus with our students that are in that area as well. So the theater arts, the performing arts, music. Had a great Messiah concert a week ago on campus, had a great symphony last Saturday night on campus. And so all of those things just add to the overall cultural vibrancy of Minot, North Dakota.
Absolutely. And it might be a couple weeks before we have outdoor theater again.
It will be a few weeks, yes.
Dr. Shirley, again, it's always a pleasure to have you on. And I'm hoping maybe we can do this again real soon because we haven't even scratched the surface.
A lot to talk about. I always enjoy it, Bob. Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners. Have a great new year, and we'll see you in 2020.